Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
Remembering God's favor,
God's favor.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand,
remembering God's favor.
Seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal.
Greetings and welcome again to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us. And again, we will bring to you a great spiritual and inspirational discussion from Imam Shabbat. Please feel free to join us, ask questions, or make comments. Now there, you hit the number one button if you would like to join the show. If there's anything you have to say, any questions to ask, feel free. Become a part of the discussion. Let us hear from you. Hit the number one button, and we'll be glad to have you ask a question or give a comment. Today's discussion will be making a better world through moral purification. In order to understand today's subject, you must first understand that all human life began in water. Water represents moral cleansing. The baby's first cleansing is in its mother's womb before it can see. Also, the first contact that the baby has is with its creator, who created the baby's life in its mother's womb. Life is in good morality. The baby's nature is good because the creator who created it is all good. Good morality is the path that leads mankind back to Allah. Good morality is the only way to good life. Life is in good consciousness. Life is in God consciousness. That is being conscious that the Almighty God Allah, whether we can see Him or not, and because Allah doesn't punish us for every wrong we do, don't think for a moment that we are getting away with our wrongdoing. Allah made us in His goodness. When we do wrong, we go against Allah's goodness and bring bad on ourselves. So, if we want to change this world, bring the good nature of Allah back into our heart and soul. Stop desiring to sin because it looks good and it feels good. These feelings don't last because they are not real, and they lead us into more sin, which brings about the death of our mind and soul. Running water. Running water purifies. If it stops running, it becomes polluted and unfit to use or drink. So, when our life stops running in good morality, it sinks in sin. This is why we can walk on top of the water, by staying away from sin. Water represents good. Sin represents bad or evil. Bring the good back into your life by the practicing of good morality. Then we can together stop ourselves and our world from total annihilation. Thank you again, our radio listening audience. For those of you who might just be joining us, we want to let you know that you are listening to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. And Imam Shabbat has been struggling so long, for so many years, over 40 years now, trying to reach the people with the truth and with God's word to help them to turn back away from the corruption and destruction of this society and the tricks that lie in wait for them to catch them in and help them to destroy themselves by doing that which is opposite to the way that our Creator has asked us to go. So we want to thank him for these efforts. It's not easy. It's very hard. And he's traveled in many areas in the United States, many states, towns, and done a lot of walking over the years. So it's to really carry him to reach the people. And we want to show our appreciation. So join us. Ask questions. Comment. Talk to him. Ask him anything you want to about himself or his life. But feel free to be a part of the discussion because it's for you. This is why we are here. And now, without holding you any longer, I will bring to you Imam Shahid Shabbat.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Yes, it was kind of slow bringing you on, but we have you on now. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, good morning and blessed day for all of you listening because, excuse me, that's a prayer we say when we rise in the morning as mukminun, believers in the Islamic way of life. This is a beautiful prayer and it's for everybody, whether you say it or not. And it goes like this: Alhamdulillah, all praises due to Allah who have brought us back to life after he have imposed upon us a state next to death, akin to death. Truly unto Allah is the final resurrection. I mean, with that said, sticking with the topic, a better world through more purification. How is the world going to get better if people don't have good morals? First of all, for those of you out there listening, you must understand what moral means. You know, now even though that sounds so simple to me or to somebody that's been studying and seeking knowledge, most of the people in the American society at large, knowledge, the knowledge they need to free them spiritually and mentally is being systematically kept away from them. So they don't know these terms. So we're going to try to help you to understand these terminologies that's been hidden in code language. America has given us a language and given all the people that come there a language that really is a corrupt language. It's a code language. It hides the truth in the language. Yeah. And I'm going to give you an example of that. You heard the term library. Go to the library. Well, you ain't going to get nothing but lies buried over centuries. They buried the lies under the truth, give you a little bit of truth, just like, you know, you're breastfeeding, give them a little bit of truth, and the more you continue to read, the more deeply you get down buried into the lies in the library. They bury the lies so that you won't know the truth and see how corrupt and see how diabolic and see how wicked and evil this government of the United States is. But now, since we have Mr. Donald Trump in there, even the people that were so wicked and hatred, showing so much hatred, excuse me, against African-American people, even a lot of them voted for him. They changed it on him now. So Almighty Allah has a way of working beyond our sphere of understanding. For we want to look like one way to us, be totally different than the plan of Almighty Allah. And first of all, Almighty Allah can't fail anyway. He said, never will all the people together, jinns and humans, frustrate his plan in establishing his justice and his righteousness back on the planet Earth. With that said, I want to say a prayer because this prayer is very important to me. It's very dear. We're getting ready to come into our lunar month calendar of Ramadan. And it represents, Ramadan represents the night in which Almighty God, Allah, revealed his final revelations in a world 1,400 years ago that was completely spiritual and mentally dead. Just like the world is spirit, most people are spiritually and mentally dead now. And it's called the Night of Power because it was revealed by to Prophet Muhammad in the night. And in that night, Allah revealed his powers down from heaven to him in the form of a scripture called Revelations or Quran. The name of the Revelations was the Quran. And in this book, when the human being have knowledge, we've heard the term knowledge is power. Not in the knowledge. That's true. The knowledge of your creator is power. Why? Because he's all powerful. And if you don't have his knowledge in your life to guide you, you don't have any power. And if you don't have any power to protect you from evil, what will evil do to you? It will destroy you, lead you to destroy yourself, and lead you to destroy other people. Now, that's plain. As plain as you can get it. So, you know, you want to understand, people, that Muslims, Christians, Jews, those are the three major religions, Buddhists, Hindus, all other religions, you're not doing your job. I'm talking about 99.5% of you're not doing your job. But it was already foretold by He created that most people in the last days of evil in this world, they will be lovers of themselves. That's why the world will be so evil, because most people love themselves. And Almighty God, Allah say, you're not true. You don't even know him until you gain control over yourself. Then you can humble yourself and you can submit to the will of Allah. And then he will guide you to the truth. He will distinguish to you what is right from wrong. He also give one of his titles in the Quran, the criterion that judges between right and wrong. So we don't know Allah. We can't judge between right and wrong. And yes, we talked about walking on water. Some of you might not understand that. It's allegorical. It is said in the NGL or the Gospel of Prophet Esau. They call him Jesus, but his name is Esau. They said he walked the water. Now, we know good and well, go out there, anybody, and go right out in a pond of water, an ocean where it's real deep, and just try walking that water, walking across that water, walking on that water, and see what happens. You will see. No, it's symbolic that in the life of the human being, water represents good. Water represents good morality. It is good morality that keeps the society from sinking, like quicksand, down into this muck and mire of sin and destruction. So that's how you walk the water symbolically. You walk with taqwa, God consciousness, and then you can avoid all of the evil all around you. Though the evil be all around you, you will have a protection, a shield, or they say the whole armor to protect you from the evil. Almighty Allah say he's the protector of those who believe in him. He said those who believe not in him, who believe in themselves, they have no protection from evil. So you think about that. I mean, it's very important, you know. So this show is a show that attempts, with the help of Almighty Allah, don't attempt to do anything. It do that. It wakes up the spirit. It wakes up the mind of the human being and bring the human being back to understand that as long as they avoid dealing with their mind and their soul and just deal with their body, their carnal desires, they will always destroy themselves, their families, and at large the human family. And that's what we have now. Most people are lovers of themselves, and Allah says the root of all evil is the love of this world. So if you love yourself, you love in this world. That's what gets us in the loving carnal pleasures and loving the vanities of this world. It's ourself. Why? Because ourself was created of this world. Oh, yeah, it's a part of this world. Yes, it is. And the desires of things of this world, you know. But Almighty Allah said it is not your material things or your children, the money you've gained in your bank accounts, the stocks and bonds, commerce, or whatever you think you've gained that's going to bring you closer to Him in steps, stages, and degrees. He say, only righteousness, His righteousness, righteous deeds, righteous conduct, righteous actions for His pleasure that He created you will bring you closer to Him. And Almighty God, Allah, say greed. When you're greedy, you're poor. And He said, when you disown material things, you reject this world and everything in it, you become rich. You know how? Some of you might be wondering how. Because why? When you're greedy after material things, you ain't got no time for your soul. You ain't got no time to dress for your soul, right? And when you give up trying to possess and be obsessed with these material things, then you can give them up because you have no obsession for them. And then you can recognize that this world is temporary. Then you can recognize that this world, when all the evil is in it, is because people are trying to compete with each other, and I got this, you ain't going to get more than me. They're jealous of each other. And striving for materialism, it brings about jealousy, envy, hatred, murder, huh? Robbing, killing. So if you want to free your world, first of all, is your mind. If you want to free your mind and then try to help encourage others to free their mind, then you must free your mind, Allah say, of desiring the possessions of this world and realize that this world is unreal. It's an illusion. And that His world is unseen. Yeah, unseen. And at the same time His world is unseen, He manifests every day and everything that you see His power and His glory and His mercy. So you can't deny that there is a power that's controlling and sustaining everything that exists. And He's all good. And He only accepts that which is good. So don't think you can go wrong playing with faith or not having faith and dibbling and dabbling in sin and not seek down into where sin takes you into the bowels of hell. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum as-salam. Thank you, our radio listening audience. We want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. This morning's discussion is making a better world through moral purification. Yes, and he's gotten off to a very good start with the understanding of what we mean about morality. And we hope that you are listening and you're getting something from this beautiful discussion that we're bringing to you, because we don't want you to just have something for entertainment, no. It's something for you to listen to carefully. The words that we give you can save your life. They're coming from your Creator, from Allah, from the Quran, His holy book. They can actually save your life and help you to reach others and help them to save their life. So when you listen, come with the zest to understand the teaching and come with an eagerness and anxiousness to want to be involved, to ask questions, and to make comments. Let us know what you're thinking. So I want to thank you this morning again for joining us. And we are talking about the world being a better world through moral purification. I felt with the way things are going now, I think we can all understand that. The reason why, we can just see the conduct of most people today and know that it's totally out of order. And that it's so terrible that we can understand why we are having the problems that we are having. I was look, there is some hope. And we see it through our youth. And one thing that makes you feel good to see our youth in positions of graduating even from college at ages 12 and 14 years old. And we've had more than one now majoring. Biases that we couldn't even think of majoring in. And there was a youth today, and these are African-American children. Unfortunately, on the other end, every time you turn around, one of our children is being shot. We had a 12 or 13-year-old child be shot by a police this year, a boy, and they want to justify that. So we see the evilness of it, along with the good. And the good is that the minds, the children are becoming more involved in studying it and inquiring and doing something with their life. But we have to have a moral consciousness of this. We can't let it be because of some materialistic reason that we are striving to acquire this knowledge. And we must always realize that the most important knowledge is the spiritual knowledge, the knowledge of knowing who we are and how our Creator wants us to live on this earth. Because without that, everything else. So try it. And you're going to get knowledge. Always get spiritual knowledge. Knowledge of Allah. Knowledge of your Creator. And how He wants you to live. And strive hard to follow His direction. His instruction. Come back to your moral life. There's really no morals today. People express themselves in any way. Verbally, physically. They come out looking any way, conducting themselves in a way, no respect for one another, being angry and upset about the least little thing. And we talk about the police killing, but we're killing ourselves as much as they are, maybe even more so. There was this young mother and her little son, 6 years old, who had just graduated from his little class. She's going to his graduation, stopping at a bar. Stopping at a bar and leaving him in the car. When she comes back, he's dead. He found the gun and shot himself. Doesn't make sense. It's just so sad, these children. But they're going through. But in a way, you can see because I've realized that being dead, even though we love a child, we want him on earth, we want to live here and grow up and have a good life on earth. But maybe he wasn't going to have a good life. And the Creator thought that the best to bring him back because he could see that the child was not being brought up in the way that was going to mean a good life for him. We don't know why things happen. So everything that appears to be bad is not bad, even though it hurts us to see any young life returning from the earth so soon because we see that as our future. But the question is, the way we're destroying the future now, even immoral conduct in the and the way people are acting today, is there really much of a future here on earth? So you need to think deeply, seriously, about the world, the condition, and the role, the part that you are supposed to play, how you can do to help change things and make them better. Again, I don't want to hold you any longer. I see so far we don't have any listeners, anyone coming in, rather. We might have some listeners, but we don't have anyone on the air in the studio who wants to say, make a comment or anything. So I'm going to give the show back to the host, Imam Shaheen Shabazz.
Yes, I was reflecting as you were talking, and I was reflecting on how people don't participate in this beautiful radio show. And it's a travesty. It's a terrible travesty for them. Simply because the truth will set you free. And most people are like drug addicts. They are addicted to their own ungodly false ways. They say they believe in the truth, most of them, but yet what is it that shows that I believe in the truth or I believe in falsehood? It's your actions. Most people don't want to accept that, you know, they're not free to do what they want to do. This is the attitude of most people, Muslim, Christian, Jews, most people. Their attitude is that I can, you know, do what I want to do, but I believe in religion. I believe in some form of religion because if it is true, this is their mentality now, that we're going to die and be resurrected and judged, I'm going to believe because I want to get the good on that side of life too, if it is a side of life good like that. And that's simply because they don't believe in the hereafter. They believe in the here and now. But I'm here to tell you the here and now, that the here and now is about to be here and gone. So if you don't want to be on the other side after the resurrection and judgment, going not to God in his eternal blissful heaven, but going to the hellfire that he created for the disbelievers who disbelieve him in this world and live a life of sin and corruption and destruction, destroying themselves and destroying each other. You see, this is real. You can believe whatever you want to believe. But like I said, this is supposed to be a program that, and we will continue to do the program because our Creator say, as long as he bless us to be able to do it, that our job is only to make his message reach you. It is him that call you to account if you reject or bless you if you accept his message. So our job, we're going to continue to do our job as long as we're blessed to be able to do it. But you all don't know what you're missing by not participating. But I understand, you know, because as it says, the Creator say, in these last days of evil, before he destroyed this evil, wicked world and bring in a people in the world that's going to appreciate his love, his righteousness, and keep the world pure, keep the world righteous, keep the world clean, and love for one another what they love for themselves. That's the goodness of Almighty Allah. He said before this take place, he said most people will be lovers of themselves. And he said before this takes place, the rulers, the governments of the world would be oppressors, the leaders. And he said the religious leaders, Muslim, Christian, Jew, whatever you call yourself, they would be godless, meaning they wouldn't have God in them. We're in that time. Yeah, we're in that time, people. And so whether we have any guests or not, again, I say to you that you're doing a great injustice to yourself by not participating, because you're not going to escape the truth. If you don't get the truth off of this radio program, let me ask you this here. Where can you go? What can you do where Allah is not watching you and writing down on your record what you're doing? Every day you are given an opportunity, huh? Every day you are given an opportunity to wake up, the Creator start judging you. You're judged from the time you're born to the time you die. Your record is, you got a record, and that record is being, you know, fulfilled. You're getting either in that record good or you're getting bad. And you can't get good and bad in the record, so you can't think you can live a lie in the truth and your record's going to be good. If you live a lie and try to live the truth, everything in your record of deeds will be bad. Uh-huh. And if you live a life of righteousness, goodness, and obedience to your Creator, all that will be in your record will be good. And that will enable you to enter back home into heaven where you come from. And you know how you come from heaven? Almighty Allah said when he created us from the dirt of the earth, sperm, molded us in the clay, fashioned us in their body. He said that was one of his creation. He created us. Then they say he brought out a second creation up from us, and that was when he put his ruh, his spirit, in our body, and we became living souls. So your real life is the spirit of Allah, which come from heaven. So you won't create it just for this little temporary, unreal life down here on earth. You was created to be tested down here to see who will qualify for the real life that is permanent, it's eternal. But most people have chosen this temporary, evil, wicked lifestyle down here on earth, and that's why you see all this destruction happening. And it's going to keep happening. It's going to get worse. And just talking about it ain't going to change it. Allah said he will never change the condition of a people on the individual until they first change their heart. Change your heart from the sins and the corruptions that your heart desire in this world, being all into yourself, and submit your heart back to the one that your heart is for, and that's your Creator. He made your heart good so that you could be God-like. But when you reject His will, your heart becomes bad. You become diseased in your heart, and you start doing all kinds of ungodly things. And Almighty God Allah said He revealed in the Holy Quran, His final revelation are healing for the diseases in our hearts. So all your troubles start from your heart. Examine your heart every day. Ask yourself at the end of the day if you want to know if you've gained or made some profit in this world. How close have I got to my Lord? Because Allah said everything with us in the material world and ourselves going to soon pass away, and we see people dying fast, and we see things breaking down quicker than they ever have. You see, everything in this world going to soon pass away, but all that's with Him is true, and reality going to last forever. So you make the choice, which one you want. You want to go to a temporary life, and after this little false lifestyle, a permanent home in hell, or do you want the eternal bliss in the hereafter and a good life here? Because Allah getting ready to turn this world around in just a few days, man. It's going to be a completely new world. But all you evil folks, you won't be around to see it because He's going to destroy all of you all at once. Peace.
As-salamu alaykum. Peace be with you, Imam Shahid Shabazz, teaching today, teaching strong. And if you're out there in that audience, I pray you're listening and taking notes. But we want to know that you're listening. So just hit the number one button and come on the air. Let us hear from you so that we know that you're there. We want to remind you that today's discussion is on a better world through moral purification. And that's very, very serious. Until we get that, we can't help others to do anything for anybody until we get ourselves together. You hear everybody pointing fingers at somebody else. But what about those fingers pointing back at you, those three there? What are they saying to you? As long as we're living, we can always be improving. We're constantly traveling towards perfection if we're supposed to be traveling towards perfection. But as we say, seems like most travel towards destruction instead. It means that you're always improving because there's always something about you that you can improve. No one is perfect. So that means you can't talk about the other person because you have too many faults of your own that needs to be corrected. So we do that by trying to look at the positive in life. See, what's in your mind, what you think in your mind, what you perceive is what you bring about. If you have lots of people thinking about the evil and the wrong and everything bad that's happening, hey, they're bringing that up. They're bringing it about. But if you could get together and think about the good and the apostrophes and the beautiful earth and all, the next thing you know, our thoughts will turn into actions, and that's what will be manifest, that good life that we want. But nobody has hardly any talk unless it's negative, bad talk today. They don't realize that they are helping the conditions to be as they are because of the way they want to perceive it. Everything, as you know, coin has two sides to it. So does life. There's the good and there's the evil, the bad and the positive, the negative and the positive. But most people want to dwell on the negative as though there is no positive. For some reason, the positive is not important, which the positive is what we're all about in life. We know the negative is there, and it can easily go away, believe it or not, by doing what? Everybody joining together and thinking on the positive. And that, in return, would turn that negative around and make it aware. Think of approaching the people that you see in a positive, good way instead of saying something negative or thinking something negative about them. Try to find at least one thing. We were told this in children. Look for one thing in that person that you can find that's good instead of looking for so much negative. Everybody has some good in them. And if you can find that good and you can help that person to see that good, look at what you've done. You changed the human being's life. And don't you know the blessings that come from that? So, people, we have to get back to moral purification, our own morals, trying to live the best, having good conduct in all that we do, safer in our actions, too, our appearances. And moral purification even comes from what we eat and how we eat, how we take care of the body that we've been blessed with. You know, we have choices out there for a lot of junk temptations. They make the wrong tipping, even in the food. They put all this poison in it, then they make it season it with the sweets and then make it flavors and all and seasons that make it appealing to your taste. And when you bite into it, you think you're eating something good, but all you're doing is eating a bit of poison, a little poison each time, a little more poison in your body. That your body don't need is that's going to do it harm instead of good, but you eat it because it looks good and it tastes good. And you let the good food go. What you're doing to yourself, destroying yourself. So let's come back to good morality first in our thoughts. We have to think good. And let's change things around by going and seeing our brothers and sisters in a different perspective. See the good in them. Look for it. Find it. It's there. Just like you have it, they have it too. Maybe they're not showing it to you, but you may not be able to see in you what others see that is not so good. So we want to realize that things are happening because we are all the reason for what's happening in this world today. We can't point the finger. Because if we're not doing something to help the cause, then we're doing something to hurt the cause. So what are you doing to make things better, the person you should ask? How can I prevent being a part of all this? What can I do to help make things better, to bring about the life that our Creator wants us to live on earth, that good, beautiful life, loving and caring and sharing, giving, enjoying this world together. Until you're doing that, then you are a part of the problem. We all are. We have a big job, as you can see. I know they're saying now, everyone's talking about the end of time now. They're becoming more conscious because there's so much going on and so much is happening, even in the weather today. Places where we're having storms destroying little small towns and villages like they never existed, even here in the United States. Floods constantly wiping out those small towns and areas all around us. We're not even familiar. We're not even aware of it. They have objects in the air that people are constantly seeing and spotting that they haven't seen before. And they're wondering where they're coming from. And they're now beginning to actually think that some of these are what they call unidentifying flying objects. That means they don't know where they came from either. But we do know. We know where they came from. The Creator has them there, just like He has you here. Why can't He have somebody else? Why can't there be other planets like the people under who are even more advanced than we are? But you know something, the truth is that is exactly what it is. And they are appearing now. But the Creator is sending signs to us that He let us know many thousand years ago. Let us know about the signs in the end. So we see it in the condition of the people that just are likely out of their minds now. You see the little babies, like you said, constantly being killed, not just by the police, but just by the family neglect. Things, leaving things around them by themselves, like a little baby, a gun in the car, and leaving it in the car to go to a bar. I remember when we were coming up, you wouldn't dare give any woman. She would be what you call a solid lady. And everybody would be showing her just about if she would go into a bar. And that's all you see now. Somebody getting up, and the parents, mothers can't save their children from running to some dance or fair in some club or something. It's crazy. And for what? What are you really getting from it? Kids are being neglected to go wrong and grow up and be a trouble to society because of what you didn't raise. So we have to really, really, really be conscious of what they're doing, the life they're living, and ask ourselves, why are we here? And what about the next life? Because just like this is the life for you, yes. But the next life, why not? Did you create yourself? And think of where you came from. It's ridiculous. A person sounds ridiculous to think that there's not another life after this life. How in the world, where did this life come from? How did you get here? I don't want to continue. I can go on and on. Imam Shahid Shabbat says, one while I wasn't talking at all, now I talk too much. So we're going to let him have the show again. And thank you again for joining us. And those of you who are in the audience, just sit back, relax, and please, if there are any questions, push that number one button. Let us hear from you. Okay, we'd like to hear you talk. You're talking what you have to say sometimes, too. It is your show again. Not just ours. Now, Imam
Shahid Shabab. Snum Legum. Yes. I just want to say this here to the audience. I want you to think about school right now. School. What is school for? Why do we go to school? We go to school to learn, right? We go to school to learn about what? Life. We go to school to learn about how we can better ourselves in life. Is that not right? Yeah, that's right. So you have what's called higher learning. That's when you know you get up to the high school and college. Then that's called higher learning. But look at the 95% of the college students. Look at their life right now. And would you call that higher learning? Killing each other, no morals, having sex on the campus, men, males with males, females with females, having babies on campus, smoking weed on campus, dope, shooting dope on campus. You call that higher learning? Do you call that higher learning? And you're paying for your children to destroy themselves. You think that's the way of our Almighty God? Let me share something with you that you might not know. The Creator revealed it to me. Let's take the word signs. What do signs really mean? Signs means the study of nature. But check this out. Signs won't go beyond nature. Signs stop you with nature. It teaches you about only the things you can see and the nature of the things you can see. But it don't teach you about the one who created the things and the nature. Because it knows if it teaches you that, you will be free and science can't control you. You'll be free. You'll know your creator for yourself. And you'll know his purpose of life that he created for you. Also, science has in it the word of signs. What are signs? Signs are messages that the Creator got everywhere in creation and in you, where he speaks to you to guide you into the life that he created for you. Yes. So, now something is wrong with the secular knowledge. What is secular knowledge? It's the knowledge of human being, people that they come up with themselves, you know? Yeah, I got my thoughts, you got your thoughts, and I write a book and you write a book, and your book is about this or that. But you understand this right here. Almighty Allah is all-knowing. Allah said our knowledge as human beings can at its best be very partial. It's very partial. We know little of nothing. So the university that we need to enroll our children in today, and we need to enroll in ourselves, is the university of the universe. The universe itself is our teacher. Because Almighty God Allah got the signs and the creation of the heavens and the earth, and then your own selves to teach you about the unseen world, his unseen world of reality. But you must take your attention on what you see and start focusing your attention on the realities you cannot see. You see, this is what most people don't want to do. Why? Because they think they're going to miss out on these old false feelings of vanities they get. You see, most people are vain. They love themselves, their carnal self. They love attention. They love the attention that only a lost supposed to get. They like glory, especially Christians, Muslim men too. They love glory. They love for people to glorify them. Oh, yeah, you done a great job. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. You never say, all praise is due to Almighty God. No, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, thank you. I do a good job. I've been doing this for a long time. Where's God? You can do nothing without your Creator. So why do you keep saying, And I want you people to know out there who think that you're wise because of your age, how foolish that is. Wisdom don't come with age. Wisdom come with the fear of Allah. When you first fear your Creator, fear going against His will, doing what you want to do, then you become a wise person. Because you know then that if I do keep doing it, I do this evil, it's going to bring evil consequences on me. And if I obey my Creator, I'm going to get good consequences. Good things are going to happen for me. That's a wise person. You got a lot of old fools out here. They still want to mess around, fornicate, commit adultery, lie, steal, cheat. So wisdom does not come with age. Wisdom come when you truly fear Allah, fear your Creator, fear to disobey Him, fear to go against His divine moral laws, which keep you from sinking into sin and corruption. And you don't have long to do this. Almighty God, Allah said He created this world for a justice. Just in that east, west, northwest, southwest, south, it's all four, you see. East, west, southwest, northwest, northeast, all of the directions that will cover the planet. He created for justice. And He created for a term appointed. And He also said He created people, humans, for a term appointed, a limited period of time. Don't you know that time is about up for the world? But the world gonna last longer than people because Allah created the world first. So we got to go out here first, and the world will still be here because there's nothing wrong with the world. The wrong is in the world and the minds of people. The world of people ain't the outer creation. The world of people is in your mind, in your thinking. Whatever you think becomes your world. If you think you're a prostitute, then that's your world. You live in that prostitute world. You think you're a homosexual, you live in that homosexual world. You think you're a lesbian, you live in that lesbian world. Whatever you think as a human being, that's your world. If you think you're free to do what you want to do, that's your world. You will continue to follow that path and you will destroy yourself. So if you want to free yourself from this evil that's destroying this world, stop thinking evil. Stop desiring, you know, carnal pleasures. And start understanding that life is about pleasing my Creator and helping my brother and sister in righteousness and His goodness. And then you can help free yourself and help free your brothers and sisters in the world. Otherwise, this destruction is going to continue. And Almighty God Allah said He's not going to force you to change. So all of you out there who love yourself, who don't want to participate on the radio program, you might listen, but just listening at the truth and not applying it in your life, there's no benefit. You know, running water purifies itself, right? Well, if you're righteous, if you don't constantly work in righteousness, Allah won't purify you. You have to constantly work in righteousness. and then you'll be purified. Huh? And Allah says, serve him and work in his righteousness until the hour that's certain. You know what that hour is? Death. So we supposed to serve our Creator from the cradle to the grave. Yeah, from the cradle to the grave. You see, if you want to be free, there's a song this man I heard the other day, beautiful song came back out, I think, in the 70s, called Time Keep On Slipping Into the Future. And that is so true, because time, once it goes into the future, it ain't coming back to get you, to save you. If you ain't utilized that time wisely you had, you don't get no more time. So once your time run out, that's it. You through. Your judgment is set. You're going to either heaven or hell. So we don't have but much time around here. We just really have a little time. So do you really have time to continue your career of evil, wickedness, and sin and hypocrisy? No, you don't. It's going to run out any day now soon. So this is a moral awakening talk. Whether you wake up or not, I'm speaking to your dead souls. I'm speaking to your dead minds that you might examine yourself and see, am I the cause for the destruction in my life? And everybody do that. And if you realize the truth, which is the truth, you are the cause of all the evil and bad happening to you as an individual. Then you'll realize that all good comes from your Creator, and you'll stop following your will, which leads you into sin and corruption, and you'll submit your will to His will, and then you'll begin to live, and you'll begin to live the good life. Life is in goodness. Life is not in sin. Death is in sin. Life is in goodness. Can I emphasize that enough? No. Because we see sin is destroying us, those who indulge in it, and those who indulge and submit and are constantly flowing like flowing, ever-flowing water in Allah's righteousness, they are living and they have peace down here in this valley of hell. You know, there was a song that there is peace in the valley of love. We can make this valley down here of hell a love, full of love. Say, that's what the world don't have enough of, is love. You want to change the world, you change the world with love. Love in your thinking. Ain't nothing wrong with the outer world. It's your mind, like I said. Stop having a mind of envy, jealousy, and hatred towards your brother and sister, and start having a mind of love and care for your brothers and sisters. Want the good that you enjoy for them. Don't want all of it for yourself and nothing for them. That's not your nature. That's the nature of the evil in you that's foreign to your nature. That's the nature of Satan in you, who hates your real nature, which is good, godly. Huh? So, yeah, we're going to stop at this time. But we don't have to keep elaborating. All of you know right from wrong. It just depends on whether you want to live a good life or a bad life and wind up on the other side after judgment, going to eternal hell or eternal heaven. It's your choice. You make the choice. Only thing we can do is bring to you the implications of your life and the purpose of life and how you should be living according to not our words, but the words of your Creator and the Creator of every human being that ever been created since Adam and Eve. Peace.
As-salamu alaykum. Peace be to you, Imam Shahid Shabbat, from the reality of the Creator, teaching today on a better world through moral purification. Yes, indeed, and he's really teaching all beautiful, beautiful, beautiful message he's giving to you. So please, if you're listening, please, valve number one, let us know. Let us know that you're out there and that you are receiving this message and that you are enjoying it and you're going to pass it on so that next time there will be someone else your guest. You'll only get blessings. Whenever you bring someone to listen to the truth, to listen to God's word, and to join the discussion, those are blessings, extra blessings for you. So you want to try to get as many blessings as you can. Like you said, don't just come and just sit idly and not participate. Let us hear and know that how you appreciate the show, if you appreciate it, that you are getting something from it, and that you do want to share and talk about it. And so much is going on in the world today that we should all have something we can talk about. Because the time we're living in, remember, the time of the prophets and the other nations that were destroyed, these are all warnings. I know they even had about, they warned about this warming, global warming. And now it's gotten so they said that the ice has melted so much that they have discovered what seemed like a real ancient city thousands of years ago below the Antarctic, now over there where all the ice was one while. And they couldn't get beneath there to know what was down there. And they discovered a whole nation down there. So they're doing more historical, you know, researching all into it, trying to find out exactly what nation this was. Everything's in contact. So that means that one time, thousands of years ago, where there's water there, there was land. And this is how it happens, people. Well, one day, this land that you're living on and you're walking on, it will be underwater too. And it was underwater, but we're living right here in Washington now. They said it was all part of the Potomac at one time. And so you see how law works with the world and the weather and changes it. So a lot of you, if you live long enough, and it won't be that long, you're going to see there where there were cities, there's water where there wasn't any water. There's water where there was water. There will be no water. So we want to really, really be aware of the fact that we're not on here to live forever and to have a good time popping fingers and hopping and dancing and acting like monkeys and clowns all over the place. No, that action should be just lightly for relaxation, and it shouldn't be to the extreme where it interferes with our moral decency, where it becomes immoral, you know. So we should have a balance in life, we are taught, a balance, and try to keep ourselves in a decent disposition, even when we are enjoying ourselves and having fun. And again, too, I was just thinking about the prophet and the people thousands of years ago, and how the people then, they didn't listen. They rebelled, just like you're doing today. They didn't want to hear anything talk about righteous living a good life and obeying God and who the God was and coming away from their evil ways. They laughed and made mockery of the people. Look at what's happening today. When Jesus was around, everybody's talking about Jesus. They want to make a God out of him, even though he was a prophet. He was not a God. He was a human being. But during the time that he was here, nobody would listen. They wanted to destroy him. So isn't it amazing that for a man that people didn't want to hear the word of God, that the God had sent him from, the true creator of law, had sent him here to teach his word, and they rebelled. Same as you're rebelling today. And eventually they were what? All destroyed. But did they go? Are they going to go to Jannah, to paradise and all? Do you really believe that that's going to happen? No, you're going somewhere. That physical is going to go back to its physical form, but that soul of yours is going somewhere. But it's according to how you live your life on earth and how you please your creator and whether you even accepted him as being your creator or not, the one creator. The one who created all creation. Yes, Imam Shabazz, it doesn't seem like we have about 20 minutes to go, and we don't have any guests to come on now. I did invite guests, and I know you did too. The weather's getting hot and sunny now, and I guess people just want to be out in the streets and don't have time anymore to take a second to listen to some good spirit to teach. And to encourage others. And that's what the city is about doing in the streets. It should be trying to reach people with the word of our Creator, word of Allah. Instead, they're out there trying to show off and have what they want to call a good time. But we have to continue with what we know we have to do. The king continue anyway, being here each Sunday, giving the word. Until somebody decides to call in and it reaches their ear, and maybe they will pass it on to someone else. All right? We are listening again to those of you who might be listening, might have come in late, and might just want to listen for a while. You are, yes, listening to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shaheed Kabbal, the reality of the Creator. And today we're having a beautiful discussion. Oh, he's breaking it down and telling you about a better world through moral purification. That's the discussion for today. If you want to join us, you still have time. You have about 20 minutes left. So hit that number one button and let us hear from you. Now I give to you Imam Shaheed Kabbal.
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, I was thinking as you were talking, and I was thinking about the world, the earth. You know, the earth is covered, if I'm incorrect, any of you all can correct me, with about three-thirds of the earth surface is water. Huh? And about one-third or quarter is land. Now, all life, all living things live in by water. Without water, things can't live. This earth couldn't live without water. We couldn't get food without water. So you see how significant water is? And water represents morality. And the earth part represents, the earth is dead without water. Without no water on the earth, it'll die. You see? And so in our life, without good morality, we would die spiritually. We would die mentally. We'll lose our mind. And I've been saying this a lot to these hypocrites in Islam, Christians, Jews, these old hypocrites in religion. Allah says when you practice hypocrisy intentionally, he will curse you. And he say when you're under his curse, you're deaf, dumb, and blind. You don't even, you're mentally insane. You done lost your mind. See, and I see these people who run around here practicing hypocrisy. Not only are they hurting themselves and they're out of their mind, they're misleading other people away from the path of Allah. And Allah says a dreadful penalty for those who do that. And also the Creator, Allah say, when he would get ready to destroy a generation, like he getting ready to destroy this generation, he say he does it. He say he first make the people insane. Insane. That's what he say, dude. So you see, most of the people today are insane, because they're getting ready to be destroyed. And you see, the destruction is not really what Allah is doing. The destruction is because they refuse to follow divine moral law. Most people want to think that freedom means free to do what they want to do. That's insanity. Or Allah said all the wrong that happens in our life comes from ourselves. And he said all the good that happens in our life comes from him. So why would you want to do what you want to do? You know it's going to be wrong. If you had any good sense, God sense, you would want to submit to Allah's will, the Creator's will, and strive to do all good. Not only for yourself, but for the whole world, and make the world a better place for us all. No, but most people have that old, at least I call it nature, the devil nature. Yeah, they want to talk about the big devil, Satan. Talk about your devil. You're with a small, not the capital D, but the small D. Devil. You see? So, you know, You know, we never get run out of words. We ain't got no words. The Lord's got all the words. He's all-knowing. But when you have a people that don't want to hear the truth, it ain't but so much you can say to them, because Allah said in the Quran, whether you warn those who reject faith in him or do not warn them, they ain't going to believe. So, you know, we going to continue coming on the show, but we're going to start cutting the show shorter if we don't have any guests and people that want to come on, and especially Muslims. They call themselves Muslim, but yet they don't want to come on and participate in a program that's going to help reach the world like Prophet Muhammad did and renew this world, revive this corrupt, evil world, and bring people back into, show them the way back to civilized thinking through Al-Islam. And you call yourself a Muslim and you all pumped up about Ramadan, but is you pumped up about trying to change this world? Ramadan ain't going to save you. I'm letting all you Muslims know that. You hear more Muslims talking about worldly things than you do them talking about their creator and the life in the hereafter and the purpose of life for what we're here for, to prepare for the life in the hereafter. All they're talking about is something vain. And that's 99.5% of the so-called Muslims. I'm talking about you Muslims now. Get mad with me if you want to. Get angry. I want you to get angry. Maybe that anger triggers something in you to make you want to whoop your own self and come back to yourself, your soul. So I don't really have no more to say. I mean, the program has been good. I've learned from it. The Creator have helped me rekindle my fire and strengthen my soul. And if he didn't yawn, it's because you don't want him to. And if you didn't come on, it's because you don't want to hear the truth. It's because you want to dibble and dab and vanities and think that this old ungodly, unreal world and your unreal carnal self is real and indulges into the false pleasures of them things until they destroy you and lead you to the eternal hell fire in the hereafter. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam, Imam Shahid Shabazz. People, you're missing a good one today, talking and he's teaching. And you can't say that you didn't hear the word nobody told you when you faced your creator, okay? On that judgment day, you can't say that you weren't warned and the message didn't come to you. And that's going to be a bad position to be in. So, people, we want you to wake up and take life serious. It's too serious, the time that we're living in now, for anybody to think about playing and having fun, you know. That has always been that it's supposed to come not before the work or during your work time, but after work. I remember when we were coming on, it said, you don't play. You work. Each day you work up thinking about working and progressing and doing something productive. But the play comes after the work, and it's usually a weekend thing. You go a whole week thinking about nothing but the work that you have to do, the progress you have to make that week. And then on the weekend, you take a little break, and that was for you to think about enjoying yourself, enjoying your family, your friends, your neighbors, and your community. And that was what that was all about. But now people go to sleep thinking about having some fun. So they call it, let's say it again, this social life. And it's corrupt social life. I don't see no fun in it myself. And then they wake up in the morning talking about, and games. That's all they talk about. Sports games, the football game, the basketball game, the baseball game. It's always some game they're talking about. And they're talking about the players making gods of them. As though they're some gods or something. And didn't they say this would happen in the end? This is exactly what's going on. They put everything before the Creator and all. Everything. Sports and play, that's number one with them. And fair enough that they give them all this ridiculous money just to do a football game at certain points and call it scores on the field, on a piece of the earth. It's ridiculous. And everybody yell when they get a point at that point. I mean, a little ridiculous game like that has become so popular, and so many thousands of dollars are being, millions of dollars are being paid to these people just to run that ball He has to throw that ball, or hit that ball, and let it go so far, and get that ball into that basket so many times, and they're going to score. So many stuff. Kids' games have become adults' games. And making millions of dollars off them. Can't you see that something's not right with that? Come on, people. We have to wake up. These are serious times. When we were coming along, I can see, and that's why it amazes me so. Because they warned us of this day. It wasn't like that when I came on. People were much more serious about life. Sports and play was something like it was supposed to be, just something on the side. So it has come to the extent that they make gods out of it. It's more important to go to that basketball game, that football game, than just even go to your worship, your church, and hear from what you think, the words that you think are from God. You don't take, you talk about Jesus, but Jesus is not as important as that ball game is. Jesus is not as important as going out hitting that lottery, going to those racetracks, going down there in, where is it, Atlantic City. No. When it comes to that, Jesus has to come later, huh? Hypocritical, very hypocritical, and very sad. You're only deceiving yourself because you don't believe. That's what's so really bad about it. But we're going to keep teaching. Maybe some of you will wake up and come and thank us before it's too late for you. And I want to remind you again that for those of you who might be listening in now, yes, you are listening to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Jabbar, The Reality of the Creator. And we might miss some Sundays, but we try to be here most of the time, as often as we can. The majority of the time, we are here on Sunday at 10:30 a.m. in the morning. Every Sunday morning, Eastern Standard Time. So, dial that number on your phone. The number is 347-884-8511. In case you've forgotten it, somebody else wants to know it, write it down where you can see it. And let me see if the Imam Shahid Jabbar has anything else to say. We have about 7 minutes to go now. We have been able to stay on long enough to give anyone a chance, anybody coming late, to have something to say and to join us. Imam Shabbar?
Yes.
Yes, we have about 6 minutes left now. Did you want to say, just sort of give a little summary here?
Excuse me?
Did you just want to close out with a lot or a prayer, or did you have another word that you would like to say, a word or two?
I'm going to mix both prayer and another word, because prayer is the word, and every word that comes out of my mouth is prayer, because I'm in constant vicar, remembrance of Almighty God Allah. This is what I want to say to you people. Almighty God Allah, your creator and my creator say, if you remember me, I will remember you. He said, reject not faith in me. See? And Allah say, when you reject him, you reject all good. And when you accept Allah, you accept all good in your life. And you don't need to go to a church or a mosque like most of these old Muslims running around there talking about always trying to encourage people to come to the mosque. All these Christians are always trying to encourage people to come to the church. All these Jews trying to encourage people to come to their synagogue, Jehovah's and all the rest of them. You don't need to go to none of these places. You need to go to yourself. Go in your soul and feed your soul with the word of Allah and awaken your real life so that you can live here in this world and also after you die in the hereafter live forever. That's what I want to say first. And next I want to close with prayer. And I want to say Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That is, with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds. Master, ruler of the day of judgment, in which we all will face soon. and all creation will face soon to give an accountability of how we carried out our responsibility to our Creator while He let us have this short time here on His planet Earth in His universe. I mean, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Thank you. Thank you, our radio listening audience. You have been listening to the radio broadcast. I'm Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Join us again next Sunday, same time, 10:30 a.m. And until then, have a blessed day. And thanks for joining us today.
One who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfilled all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and get job done. There were many roads and obstacles of pain along the way, but you never went astray. You only grew brighter every day. Humble and patient.